I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
There's only really two ways of looking at parenting. I'm either looking at it as I'm God's ambassador. My children don't belong to me. And so my job is to ask myself the question, what does God want to accomplish through me in the lives of my children? That's one view. Or the other view is sort of an ownership view. My life belongs to me. My children belong to me. And what do I want from my kids? And what do I want to get out of my kids? Those are two very, very different ways of looking at this thing called parenting.
Did you, you know, you've written a parenting book some years ago. Was this one that you just, has your view changed on parenting, maybe just as you've thought through it or lived out more experience as a parent?
No, I don't think that's what happened. I think what I did is, over the years, as I traveled doing this material, this is not an exaggeration, I've had thousands of conversations with parents. And as I listened to them talking about what they were doing, talking about how they were using what I would call really good parenting books, I began to think there's something missing. And maybe this won't make sense when I say it right away, but maybe with a bit of an explanation it will. What was missing was the gospel, the life-transforming gospel of Jesus Christ. Here's what I began to hear, that parents, Christian parents, good-meaning, well-intending Christian parents, thought that their job was to set up a neat system of rules that would manage and control the behavior of their children. And if they did that, their children would be okay. Now, do your children need rules? Yes. But what we have to understand about God's law is that it's great at revealing sin. It exposes what's in our hearts. It's a great guide for life. But the law has no ability whatsoever to change or transform your children. And so our children need something more than that. Because if the law could change our children, Jesus would have never had to come. It wouldn't have been necessary. He had given his law. The fact that Jesus came meant if we're really going to be changed, we need something more than just a set of rules.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.